Welcome to the Wingman Men's Moment, a weekly podcast of the Wingman Nation Men's Ministry, a scripturally driven men's ministry with three goals for every man, striving to be better husbands, better fathers, and more Christ-like and godly men. Join Wingman Nation co-founders Randy Ferreira and Pastor Jay Dennis and an occasional special guest as they discuss issues relevant to a man's needs, struggles, habits, and hurts. And now, here's Randy and Pastor Jay.
Hello, everybody. This is Randy Ferreira, and I'm with my buddy, Pastor Jay Dennis.
Hey, Randy.
Pastor Jay, thanks for joining us today. We're going to take a little break in our normal podcast where we're talking about how to be a spiritual leader in your family. And we're going to talk today a little bit about the season of Christmas.
Great time of the year.
It's a great time of the year. And, you know, people struggle a lot with Christmas for a lot of different reasons, but we're going to talk about one of the most important things that people struggle with is buying a gift for a man.
Oh, yes.
Oh, isn't that the most important part of Christmas?
Of course it is.
Well, it's not really as complicated as it is buying gifts for women, of course, because women are very complicated, but we love them all the way anyway.
Yes, we do.
But if we follow a few rules, I think, for buying men gifts for Christmas, I think that you could be okay.
Let's hear some of those rules.
Well, one of the biggest and I think most important rule number one, when you're in doubt of what to buy a man for Christmas, I think importantly is to just remember to buy him one of the most important things you could buy a man for Christmas, and that is a cordless drill.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter if he already has one. People say, well, what if he has one? Doesn't matter. We have a friend who owns 17, and he has yet to complain how many that he owns. And you know, he can never have, as a man, too many cordless drills.
And no one knows why.
And no one knows why.
There you go. Well, here's another rule. If you cannot afford a cordless drill, buy him anything with the word ratchet or socket in
it. Ratchet or socket, yes.
Men love saying those two words. Hey, George, can I borrow your ratchet? Okay, by the way, are you through with my 3/8-inch socket yet? Again, no one knows why.
Nobody knows why. I don't even know what a ratchet is. And also, if you're like really, really broke, you know, you can buy a man anything for his car.
Oh, yeah.
Guys are car beings. We love cars, so even a 99-cent ice scraper works, especially if you live in Florida.
Of course.
Small bottle of de-icer or something to hang from your rearview mirror. You know, like dingleberries, dice. Men love gifts for their cars. And again?
No one knows why.
Nobody knows why.
Now, rule number five. You can buy men new remote controls to replace the old ones they have worn out. If you have a lot of money, buy your man a big screen TV with a little picture in the corner. Watch him go wild as he flips and flips and flips.
Even if he doesn't know what the remote is for when he opens it, he will be excited.
Loves it.
A new remote. Yay! We skipped number four for some reason, but
I didn't like number four.
I think we should talk about it, but one of the things you should probably never buy a man is a bathrobe.
Oh.
And well, the reason why?
Well, once I was told that if God had wanted men to wear bathrobes, he wouldn't have invented jockey shorts.
Jockey shorts, that's right, that's right. Yes, but I happen to love bathrobes, so if my wife is listening, I do need a new bathrobe.
That's why I skipped that one.
Number six, do not buy any man an industrial size canister or aftershave or deodorant.
I'm told that they do not stink. They are just earthy.
They're just earthy.
Yeah.
So that would not be a good thing to buy a man, especially if you're his wife.
Here's another one. Buy men label makers, almost as good as cordless drills. Within a couple of weeks, there will be labels absolutely everywhere. Socks, shorts, cups, saucers, door, lock, sink. You get the idea. No one knows why, but absolutely true.
Oh, I love label makers.
I do too.
I love labeling everything. Yeah, my wife wasn't too happy when I labeled all our kitchen cupboards on the outside.
Oh, no.
But it worked out okay. I never knew where things were, but I could find them now. So rule number eight, never buy a man anything that says some assembly required.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
It will ruin the day, and he will always have parts left over, and again, no one knows why. I'm one of the biggest offenders of that. I can't stand putting things together, but I do it.
I know it, because you love your family, right?
Love the family, and I always have a lot more than just a few parts left over.
Me too.
I can never know why.
What's this for? We don't need that one.
We don't need that.
No, not at all.
But they always leave you extra parts, right?
They do. Rule number nine, good places to shop for men include Northwest Ironworks, Par Lumber, Home Depot, John Deere, Valley RV Center, and Les Schwab Tire. Anything that is has to do with parts and such as that. Men love it.
Yes, even if they don't think they need it, buy it and
buy
he'll
it.
Find a spot for it.
That's right.
Rule number 10. A lot of men enjoy danger, right? Or at least they think they do. That's why they never cook, but they barbecue.
Oh, yes.
No one knows why, but for some reason, men are associated with, hey, the Barbie, let's fire up the grill. So get them a monster barbecue with a 100-pound propane tank. Tell them the gas lines leak. Oh, the thrill, the challenge. Who wants a hamburger?
Oh, yes. Men enjoy danger, fire. All right, rule number 11, tickets to a Cowboys game are a smart gift. However, he will not appreciate tickets to a retrospective of 19th century quilts. Everyone knows why.
And didn't you mean a New York Giants game, not a Cowboys game?
I meant to say Bucks.
Yes. Rule number 12, men love chainsaws. Even if you don't
yes.
have one tree in your yard, you can get them a chainsaw and it will be a hit.
But never ever buy a man you love a chainsaw.
That's right. Don't buy
we know why.
We know what happens. But if he has a label maker, he can make where it goes.
Rule number 13, it's hard to beat a really good wheelbarrow or an aluminum extension ladder. Never buy a real man a step ladder. No, it must be an extension ladder. No one knows why.
No one knows why. But the wheelbarrow is good. I love wheelbarrows. Isn't this funny?
Yeah.
And I don't have anything I can do with a wheelbarrow, but when I get a wheelbarrow, I have one. I just put stuff in it and wheel it around the yard.
Oh, it's fun.
It's so fun. There's some cool wheelbarrows out there. Number 14, men like rope.
Rope.
Guys, ladies, buy rope. Well, why? What does he need rope for? I don't know the answer to that. It kind of takes us back to the cowboy and Indians origins or the Boy Scouts or, but nothing says love like a 3/8 inch Manila rope. No one knows why. No one cares why, but it will be a hit. You can even put it in a stocking.
So, ladies, now you have some rules for buying your husband something that he can use and something that he will absolutely love, even if you don't know why. You know, we love Christmas. Even secular stores play gospel songs proclaiming the birth of Jesus Christ. No other time of the year does this happen. People are kinder around Christmas. There are so many wonderful things about Christmas and wonderful Bible truths from the Christmas story. But Randy, they also, during Christmas time, deal with depression. They deal with discouragement, family issues, money problems. If you've lost a loved one, it seems to be magnified this time of the year. So we have to be very sensitive to the people who are going through very difficult times. And it may mean that that you're thinking about someone who doesn't have enough money to buy a gift. So you want to help them. Christmas is a time of helping people. I wish that spirit would infect us all year long.
Yes.
But to be able to help someone during this time is especially wonderful. Reaching out to single moms,
yes,
for sure. But in order to handle the stress that the Christmas season can bring, you know, we need the wisdom of God. And what better place to get wisdom than from the God of the wise men? So in a moment, we're going to be looking at the wise men and how you can be a wise man. Randy, I was noticing in an article, it says four facts about Christmas in America. It was interesting. Number one, it says about 9 in 10 Americans, 92%, and nearly all Christians, 96%, say they celebrate Christmas. Look at number two. Surprisingly, a big majority, 81% of non-Christians in the United States also celebrate Christmas. Randy, this is a great opportunity during this time of the year to share the gospel, because I believe people are more open this time of the year. They are more receptive to the gospel message. So we want to encourage men, take this opportunity to tell your family about Christ. Tell your friends about Christ, your coworkers, your neighbors, because they're more open. They're celebrating Christmas too.
Yes, absolutely.
For the most part.
It's interesting too, Jay, when you mentioned about the issues, the depression and discouragement. Mm-hmm. You know, we all are out trying to be joyful and helping and all of that, but it's you don't realize there's probably more people struggling with the depression and discouragement and family issues and money than there are out there joyfully celebrating the reason for the season.
Unfortunately so.
And so it's important to know that. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. I appreciate that. So that we can then be more sensitive to people's needs at this time.
Exactly.
Because if we can encourage them in some way outside of just telling them about the Lord, then it opens up their heart,
I think.
That we can share about the Lord with them.
Seize that moment and take that opportunity. It says among Americans overall, about half say they celebrate Christmas as a more of a religious holiday, while roughly a third, 32%, say it's more of a cultural holiday to them personally. But Randy, read number four. This is interesting as well.
Americans largely believe that elements of the traditional Christmas story reflect actual historical events, and more than seven in ten, so about 73%, say that Jesus was born to a virgin.
Wow!
And 81% believe he was laid in a manger.
My goodness!
And similar shares say that the wise men, guided by a star, brought Jesus gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. 75%, and then the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds to announce the birth of Jesus, and nearly two-thirds of all U.S. adults, around 65%, believe that all four of these things actually happened.
Wow.
And only 14% say that nothing happened.
And see, taking that, if people really believe that, then what a great opportunity for us to take it to the next step to say, yes, Jesus was born of a virgin. He was in a manger, but he grew up. He lived a perfect life.
Right.
And then he went to the cross. He died on the cross, shed his blood. He died, rose from the dead. Mm-hmm. That's the gospel message. It begins with Christmas, but we've got to take it through Easter as well.
Yes, and what's really, I think, opportunistic in timing is mm-hmm. that since people are believing this underlying truth,
right,
and they're in a celebratory spirit,
right,
with the Christmas trees and all the social mm-hmm. gatherings of Christmas, getting together for dinners, you know,
right,
pre-COVID, I guess.
Yes.
But also the gifts mm-hmm. under the tree and all of that time where your heart is more sensitive to everything.
Right.
The appreciation and love. It is an ideal time to begin saying, you know, we're giving gifts, we're
exactly.
celebrating. What's the real reason?
Right.
What really happened during this time, and why are we celebrating
this
December 25th date?
You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul said, thanks be unto God for his indescribable gift, the gift of Jesus Christ, the gift of eternal life. And that's a gift that fits everyone.
Yeah.
And it's the gift that is for everyone. I also saw this article. It says stats on what we like and dislike about Christmas. So they took a poll, and here's the list of what people most look forward to at Christmas time. 68% said spending time with family and friends. Mm. And that's so important. 11% mentioned religious services or religious reflection. 11% look forward to the Christmas spirit of joy and goodwill. 5% said music, decorations, and shopping. and 4% look forward to the end of the Christmas season. Yeah, exactly. But here's what the poll said we most dislike about the Christmas season. Won't you share that?
Yeah, 33% said that they dislike the commercialism and the materialism.
Mm.
22% the money and expense.
Yes.
That's the bah humbuggers again. 10% the shopping and the crowds. 5% the hectic pace and bad moods of people. That's interesting. grumpy. And 2% the pressure to go to church.
You know, 2% is 2%, but that's pretty encouraging. And so invite people to your church service, even if it's online. Invite them to participate. People want to be asked to go to church. So if your church has a program, invite them to come. Or if there's an online service, encourage them that way, because people do want to have that sense of the real reason of Christmas brought to them. And churches can really take advantage of this time in a positive way to be able to share the message of Jesus Christ. Yeah. I found it interesting. 1 out of 3 men still wait until Christmas Eve to buy presents. So
that's interesting. So men, get out there now.
Do it now.
Still have time.
Do it now.
Don't wait till Christmas Eve.
No way. Randy, do you all have any Christmas traditions that you all enjoy? I know that your family comes together and as desires. Anything you guys do?
We do have a lot of food traditions, being Italian.
Yeah, so tell us.
That's always fun. There's a special salad that my mother used to make all the time called bacalao salad.
Ah.
May or may not have heard of it. It's a codfish dish. Sounds weird.
Oh, wow.
But it's spectacular. We also have these beans called lubinis.
Huh.
And they're a wild bean, and they grow in Italy. And you can only get them there, and they grow wild. So, you know, we have to cultivate them during the season and get them in a special time for Christmas. Nice. But it was always something my mother did for us, among other things, of course, but those two stand out. But we all have, I think, little special traditions for Christmas, and other than just food. But I think that's a couple of fun
things. It's a time for memories, too, because many of us have loved ones who are not with us any longer. And so we want to take some time to remember the people that we've lost. And those memories will live on forever. You know, I want to encourage the men who are listening. Take the opportunity on Christmas Day, and this has been a tradition of ours, to read the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2. So don't let the day get away, because we can get caught up in all the giving and the eating, and it's wonderful. But guys, lead your family, and all you need to do is take God's Word, open it up to Luke 2, and read that precious Christmas story, because that's foundational to everything Christmas is about. In our next podcast, we want to focus on the wise men from Matthew 2. People say that there are 3 wise men. Well, the Bible doesn't say 3 wise men. There were 3 gifts, but not necessarily 3 wise men. But in our next podcast, we want to share about how each man who is listening can become a wise man. Until next time, we are so glad that you joined us today. We'll look forward to our next podcast.
Get out and go shopping.
Absolutely.
Wingman out.
Thank you for listening to the Wingman Men's Moment weekly podcast. The Wingman Men's Ministry is based around the Air Force concept of a wingman. It uses the fighter jet theme and parallels the duties of a wingman in the Air Force, his commitment to his pilot and flight team, and how they're related to the men of your church and their commitment to God in their lives, their families, and their Christian brothers. Visit us at wingmannation.com.